From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A man Eureka police say is wanted in connection with a robbery-turned-murder in Florida was caught last night along the 1600 block of Trinity Street. A person called to say there was a stranger in their yard. Police showed up and arrested 19-year-old Christian David Carmona Quinonez, who they say has a warrant out against him for the incident last February in Lauderhill, Florida. Humboldt Bay Fire reintroducing its water rescue team after funding was secured to pay for it. The company will be conducting 3 days of training to bring all rescue swimmers up to the California State Fire Training Certification level and will be opening the training to other local rescue agencies. The training consists of in-water rescue operations, victim retrievals, removal from the water, search operations, submerged vehicle rescues, and more. Plus, there will be joint training with the Humboldt Bay Harbor District boat operators as well as the U.S. Coast Guard Air Station Humboldt Bay. A fatal motorcycle crash in Mendocino County. A 1993 Suzuki motorcycle being operated by a 69-year-old man southbound on U.S. 101 south of Underpass Road. For reasons still under investigation, the motorcycle veered off the west road edge, traveled down the tree and vegetation-covered embankment, and collided with a tree. The operator of the Suzuki was the only occupant pronounced dead at the scene. Name of the operator is currently being withheld, pending notification of the next of kin. At this time, it's unknown if drugs or alcohol were a factor in the collision. Well, acting Six Rivers National Forest Supervisor Liz Berger has announced that with the reauthorization of the Secure Rural Schools program, the forest would begin seeking new members for its Del Norte and Humboldt Resource Advisory Committees, or RACs. The Six Rivers National Forest RACs provide advice and recommendation on natural resource projects on National Forest System lands in Del Norte and Humboldt counties. Prospective RAC committee members have to reside within Humboldt County or Del Norte County. They consist of 15 members representing a wide range of interests. The third sculpture from Humboldt County artist Dan McCauley, now installed in the city of Rio Del, is part of a collaborative plan to display art along Wildwood Avenue. McCauley worked with and received support from the city, the Chamber of Commerce, and others. The sculpture depicts a bull elk rubbing its antlers against a tree, and it's articulated and moves with the wind. McCauley's first display of a great horned owl was installed in October of last year. A metal mountain lion followed in January. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.